All righty, good morning, everybody. This is the regularly called meeting of Upsher County Commissioners Court for August 15, 2019. It is now 9 a.m. I want to thank everybody for coming. Looks like all the court's here, so I'll declare that a quorum is present, and we'll get right to work. First, we would ask Commissioner Gentry to lead us in a prayer, and then Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Father God, we just thank you for this day and for the privilege of being here to be handling your business. Father, we pray for your wisdom and discernment in each decision that we make. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy that you continue to show to us each and every day, and for your provision in our lives. I ask, Father, that you would show grace and protection to those that serve to protect us at home and abroad. I pray that you will extend that to their families. Give them strength and peace as their loved ones are away. Just be with us now, Father, as we go into our court session. Give each person here understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank both of y'all for that. Number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. Certificate of Liability Insurance for Hayes Engineering, Inc. Letter of Accreditation for the Upsher County Library from the State Texas State Library and Archives Commission. Order setting salaries of the Upsher County Auditor and Assistant Auditors, and applications for use of Upsher County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I'll make motion to approve state items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number three, discuss and take action to perform work at the Amberry grounds under the interlocal agreement with the City of Gilmer. I got a letter from the City of Gilmer that says the East Texas Jamboree Livestock Committee would like to request your assistance in cleaning out our livestock barns and Jamboree grounds as you have in the past. We ask this by way of your interlocal agreement with the City of Gilmer. Anytime during the first week of October would be a convenient time for us, but if another time would be more suitable for the county, we can make that work. Thank you for your consideration and past support, Micah Jenkins. Has anybody here helped them do that before? Mr. Jordan?
In years past, we go out and we lay the existing material off for the schools and for the Amberry Association, and we haul it off for them. This is an old procedure for the Amberry.
So you're able to help them haul stuff off?
Yes, Judge. We pick up all the old shavings and the excess material that's left over from the previous year, and we haul it out to our barn and dump it in the hole.
And you're willing to do that again this year?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I'll take a motion approving. Yes.
Also, when the Amberry gets around, we also have inmates out there that do the same thing. Grounds to do painting, fixing up, they need help.
Our officer, thank you.
And when we do that, as the sheriff just stated, most of the labor that is used out there is inmate labor.
Okay.
I'd like to say thank you to the sheriff for allowing us to do that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve helping the Yamboree Livestock Committee clean the livestock pens before the Yamboree as we do every year. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four, discuss and take action on interlocal contract with ETCOG for county 911 database maintenance. I'll read this to you. ETCOG wrote us a letter that says, in April of 2012, Upshur County entered into a contract to allow ETCOG to provide 911 addresses to your citizens. The deliverables outlined in the contract includes providing mapping services and maintenance of the 911 database. ETCOG appreciates the opportunity to provide you these support services. Because you have maintained this service, ETCOG has reduced the cost to you by 30% of the base cost. Today, the cost of this service is $4,126 for a 2-year period. ETCOG proposes to continue this effort on behalf of the County of Upshur. With that in mind, we are mailing you 2 copies of the contract and invoice. And if we approve this, they want me to sign the contracts and mail them back with the payment. Stephanie Hunter, Director of Public Safety. Is there any way around not renewing this with these folks?
Well, we don't have to, but then you wouldn't have any 911 addressing or anything like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you have that option, but this took place when we used to do it in-house.
Yes, ETCOG is our 911 provider, and that's who we're playing with. It does interface with our technology. We have an update at the sheriff's office also. But they are our 911 provider, and we are the PSAP for the Upshur County.
Thank you, sir. I think we need to pass this to continue the full 911 service.
Motion to approve.
Motion and a second that we approve the interlocal contract with ETCOG for county 911 database maintenance. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Was the second?
We did the second.
Okay.
Number five, discuss and take action on interlocal agreement with ETCOG for 911 public safety answering point services.
Mr. PSAP.
This looks like a different contract to me.
It is, but it's for your PSAPs.
Goes in.
They go in conjunction. You can't have one without having the other.
All right, but I don't think this one, I think the payment covers both these contracts. Is that not right?
Yes, sir.
I believe so.
Okay, I'll take a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve an interlocal agreement with ETCOG for E-911 public safety answering point services, and would authorize me as the judge to enter those contracts on behalf of the county, both mentioned in item 5 and item 4. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 6, discuss and take action to place a cash box for the dump at the Road and Bridge Barn. Mr. Jordan.
This was put on the agenda previously to appoint another officer to receive money that failed. The suggestion was made to put up a cash box. My thoughts are put it on the north side of my building under the awning. Then we'll place a sign on the front of our building directing people to it. With it, we can make a flyer showing people exactly what the costs are and have envelopes for them to put their name, address, and the amount in it.
Does the camera cover that site, Andy?
Yes, ma'am. The camera does cover that site, so if an issue does arise, we do have it on camera so we can go back and study it.
Okay.
But this will alleviate a lot of headaches for the public as far as being able to use the dump.
Correct. I make a motion we approve the cash box of the Road and Bridge Department off 271.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the cash box for use of the dump at the Road and Bridge Barn. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Okay, item 7, 8, 9, and 10 are sort of together, but I'll call them one at a time. Number 7, discuss and take action to appoint the election judges and alternate election judges for the term beginning September 1, 2019. And contained in your packet is the information relevant to those election judges.
How long is that term? 2 years?
Where's Ms. Harl? Do you want to answer that?
Yes, they are.
2 years?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Harl, the sheet you turned in has the locations and the judges, correct?
Correct. There's a list provided by the Republican Party and a list provided by the Democratic Party of the judges for each party.
Okay. Take a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we appoint the election judges and alternate election judges for the term beginning September 1, 2019, as presented by Ms. Harl with the election office. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. I sure hope this month is this congenial tomorrow. I'm just playing with you guys up here. Okay, number 8, discuss and take action to designate the polling locations and times for early voting for the November 5, 2019 constitutional amendment election. Ms. Harl, do you have anything to add to what you've already turned in?
I gave y'all a sheet that was suggesting the dates, and, you know, the dates are set at the times. And usually in a constitutional amendment, we only have one early voting polling place. So I extended 2 days in the last week. We don't have to, but I figured it would help, you know, like the people before work or after work.
And you're proposing October 21 through October 25. 8 to 5, October 28, 7 to 7, October 29 through 31, 8 to 5, then November 1, 2019, 7 to 7. That's
yes.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to designate the polling locations and time for early voting for the November 5, 2019 Constitution Amendment election.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the polling locations and times for early voting for the November 5, 2019 constitutional amendment election as proposed by Ms. Harl with the election office. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Does anybody know how many times the Texas Constitution has been amended?
About 3 million.
It's a good answer. I bet it's been 500 times. It's in the 500s. That's interesting. The U.S. Constitution has been amended less than 30 times. We called a convention in 74 once. to try to change when we voted and to have a constitutional convention, and a bunch of the senators all left the chamber, so they wouldn't have a majority. They call them the killer bees. I know y'all didn't come up here to hear that. But one of those killer bees was one of my law school deans. I worked for him in law school. They wanted John Connally to be president. That was the point of it. And they thought they could have got him in. But anyway, we're going to have to hold the constitutional amendment election, but it's sure been amended a lot. All right, enough of my babble. Let me see here. Number 9, discuss and take action to designate the polling locations for the November 5, 2019 constitutional amendment election.
Wasn't that included in 8?
No. Ma'am?
So wasn't that included in 8? Because it says designate the polling locations and times for early, oh, I'm sorry, early voting.
Early voting.
I see the word.
Election day, that was.
Yes. Ignore me. I saw the word.
And I'm asking that we consolidate to, or, you know, reduce down to 3 per polling, you know, per commissioner precinct, you know, because the cost of, you know, to the county where the turnout is not near what a general election is. So I'm asking that there be 3 in each commissioner precinct. And the ones that I'm asking to not use are like Indian Rock, Frontier, Enon, and Simpsonville. The turnout is very, very low in a constitutional amendment.
Your list has 12 different places.
Right.
And you've got at least 3 in each precinct.
Yes.
And further people can go vote at any location now?
Correct.
And this would be more economically feasible?
Yes.
And more administratively feasible?
Correct.
When you have 2 weeks of early voting and 2 extended days, so I mean.
So we're only, you know, we have 16 and we're just reducing down to 12.
I don't have a problem with that.
All righty, thank you, ma'am. Take a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Miller to approve the polling locations, and double motion and second by Ms. Gentry. Motion and second, we approve the designated polling locations recommended by Ms. Harl of the election office. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 10, discuss and take action to order the constitutional amendment election. Take a motion.
I make a motion that we hold the constitutional amendment election.
Second.
Motion and a second, we call the constitutional amendment election. Hearing no further discussion, those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 11, discuss and take action to accept an $11,000 gift to the Upshur County Library to fund a part-time employee for 1 year from Andy Tefteller of Tefteller Law Firm. Since we're going to open the library on Saturdays, and since my law firm, especially Daddy Todd, loves books, we were going to make a donation anyway. It just coincided. And so I was advised to just run this through the commissioner's court. But there's some people out there that's excited about us having this thing open on Saturday. And so I was approached and saying we really need a part-time person. Ms. Williams told me the cost would be about $11,000 to accomplish this. And I thought, what a coincidence. So if that's okay with y'all, I'm not saying Andy will do this every year, but this will get us down the road at least 10 months. And we can see how the Saturdays go. If that's okay with you guys.
I think that's an awesome thing. I make a motion that we accept the donation for the Upshur County Library to fund the part-time position employee for Saturday.
Second.
Motion and 2 seconds to approve the donation to the library. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
And hopefully we can have some programs on Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, if that gets going, there may be other people show interest too. All righty, number 12, discuss and take action concerning the penalty charge for county employee insured dependents noncompliance with TRIA health reporting.
Don't you look at me.
I am, right at you. Are you still suggesting that we do not do TRIA?
I don't think it's worth the money.
Okay.
I think having a pharmacy advocate on my team is already working with most of the county employees, and I don't, especially don't think dependents need to be reached out to, and just my personal opinion, when we have somebody on staff that's already using them.
Okay.
And how much is this penalty, somebody?
$30.
$30.
Per pay period.
Per pay period.
$60 a month.
Okay.
Travel, it doesn't work.
Well, if we're paying $6 per employee per month for the service, which we have somebody in-house that already does that, and it's not intrusive, and it's not a penalty.
Well, since we're transitioning anyway, it was my thought to just cancel this penalty altogether. Because, you know, what it is, they call you, and they want to, like, interview you on the phone, all that's beyond, I'm not a doctor and don't want to be one. But then there's a list of people they hadn't been able to reach, and so we have this policy as an incentive to play the game, you have to sign up for it, and there's quite a few folks that hadn't done that, and I don't want to start docking their checks, $30 a throw, when we're going to be gravitating away from this anyway, beginning when, October 1? So that's what I'm saying.
On the pharmacy benefit manager side, we already have the plan where it sets up to, if anything over $200 hits the plan, we reach out to the employee, get into a manufacturer program, and the employee has $0 cost. So that's our main goal, is to make sure we don't penalize the employee, we don't have a pharmacy copay, and the plan saves money. So there's no reason for the service to continue after 9:30 of 2019.
So I would like somebody to make a motion that says, discuss and take action to delete the penalty charge.
I'll make a motion that we delete the penalty charge.
For noncompliance with TRIA health.
Noncompliance with TRIA health. We did that last year also, Judge.
Okay, thank you.
Does that mean I do not need to mess with the list and call, they don't still need to do it, even though I'm in charge?
Second.
Motion and a second, we delete the penalty charge in association with the TRIA health reporting plan. Any further discussion?
Y'all are getting rid of TRIA altogether, I think.
Correct.
And what it started out being is not what it ended up.
I have a quick question, I know it's not going to go anywhere, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Y'all put that in place, y'all penalize certain employees, which I was one of them, and then at the end of your insurance year, you waived the ones that didn't do it. So are y'all going to pay the people back that you took the money from?
No, we're not, sorry.
I knew the answer to that, I just wanted to know.
Just like the...
By the same rules.
It's just like the state of Texas took out their magic wand and said, all your surcharges are now, poof, they're gone. They ain't paying them back either, and everybody was...
I just wanted to make clear, Judge, because...
If you come to me earlier, though, I'll get it on the agenda earlier, and we'll avoid that. Those in favor of deleting the TRIA health reporting fees, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. 13, we hear from Employee Benefits Consulting concerning Upshur County Health Insurance Plan.
Okay, real quick, just a quick update, I'm sure that everybody saw in the news, we had a subrogation case, Judge, I'm sure you saw that $140 million lawsuit that happened. It happens to be a COBRA participant of the county, that was about $482,000 last year. He was just awarded July 31st a big settlement, so that is in subrogation right now, which is a good thing. The COBRA period ends for that participant on September 12th. So our stop loss renewal, getting the two high-cost claimants under control of the drugs off the plan, is looking really good. I'm very excited that Christus has come to the table with some really good numbers, that we can do some lowering the deductibles. We'll be presenting that at our next meeting. I wanted to bring the new TPA guys, our ABA, Assured Benefit Administrators from Dallas. This is the VP of Sales, this is our account manager, Ernesto. So basically just wanted everybody that they're going to start coming with me and getting familiar with the county employees. But the update I needed to know from the county on your side on the subrogation case, and y'all might need to do a little digging, I'm hoping y'all didn't sign a waiver of subrogation last year when this started. So I'm not going to say the whole $482,000 plus the $82,000 from this year will be awarded back because FEO will take their 30%, but I don't foresee it dragging out too long because $140 million was awarded. So that's a really good news, and I'll have another update in the next week or so from the subrogation attorney. What is going through that head of yours?
For those of you that might wonder what's that all about, if somebody becomes injured and then there's a lawsuit to recover damages for those injuries, your health insurance carrier that fronted the expenses, whoever that is, private health insurance, Blue Cross, State Farm, Upshur County, if there's a recovery in that case, the insurance company is entitled to be reimbursed for the expenses they put out. And there's a lot of horse trading in that business because a lot of times there's not a full recovery made. But I think you've got a fair assessment on that particular one. And we cannot and we don't mention names in public. But anyway, she's just saying it's looking pretty good. They were going to come through also on some subrogation claims.
Yeah, and future claims are in that. And so if this person, he or she, does qualify for an extension on COBRA disability, the stop-loss carrier is looking at this $140 million lawsuit that future claims are going to be included in that bucket. So if COBRA is extended from 18 months to 29, we have protection. Yeah. Just reading about the lawsuit, it was one of the largest ones awarded from what I'm understanding in this area. I feel good about it. And again, I'll have an update in about a week. It just kind of came to fruition the last couple weeks since I met with you guys.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Hold on, Mr. Dean.
In the future, she said her, she only had brief comments. In the future, I wish the speakers would stand up here, those that are hard of hearing could hear them and maybe with their lips and also know who they are.
Okay. Not a bad idea. I can't hear either.
Right.
You heard that subrogation word.
I'll do a Glenn Beck for y'all. He got on TV and he's crying. He's losing his eyes. I told my secretary ordered me a hearing aid this morning. So thank y'all for, you know, Mr. Jordan, I can always hear him. So he's the bass singer way back there at the back. He booms good and loud. But Mr. Dean, that point's well taken. And sometimes we do that but that'll probably get put in practice tomorrow, I would think.
And we also need to wish Miss Ruth, our secretary, a happy birthday tomorrow.
Got a good story you just called the County Road Administrator a loud man.
Well, all right, happy birthday, Miss Whiteside. Thank you for working for us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank everybody for coming.
Hold on a second.